Continuing in our reading in the book of Judges this morning, and it's appropriate as we're looking at the songs of Christmas as the Advent series and sermons that we're looking this morning at the song of Deborah and Barak from the book of Judges. I divided the chapter in thirds so that we could look at it each Sunday of Advent, at least part of it. Deborah's song's a grand outburst of impassioned poetry, one writer says. It's a song of victory. It's a song of thanks for divine victory. And we look at that first section, the first 11 verses. They recount for us the significance of the victory, and it is Deborah herself, that prophetess of Israel, that sings. But the whole song breathes scorn for the foe that has just been oppressing Israel for many, many years, and has now been defeated by God's grace. The zeal for the Lord comes out here. He's powerfully come and delivered his desperate people. Now, desperate people and a mighty God really go together here. They're placed side by side in the song so that you and I can derive comfort from knowing that the God who came to Israel in the day of Deborah and Barak, the God who came to Bethlehem as a babe in a manger, the God who hung on a cross at Calvary, delights in encores. He will come again and again and again to deliver his people. He will always deliver us who belong to him. Judges chapter 5, beginning in verse 1. Hear now the word of the Lord. Then sang Deborah and Barak, the son of Abinoam, on that day, that the leaders took the lead in Israel, that the people offered themselves willingly. Bless the Lord. Hear, O kings, give ear, O princes. To the Lord I will sing. I will make melody to the Lord, the God of Israel. Lord, when you went out from Seir, when you marched from the region of Edom, the earth trembled and the heavens dropped. Yes, the clouds dropped water. The mountains quaked before the Lord, even Sinai before the Lord, the God of Israel. In the days of Shamgar, son of Anath, in the days of Jael, the highways were abandoned. The travelers kept to the byways. The villagers ceased in Israel. They ceased to be until I arose. I, Deborah, arose as a mother in Israel. When new gods were chosen, then war was in the gates. Was shield or spear to be seen among 40,000 in Israel? My heart goes out to the commanders of Israel, who offered themselves willingly among the people. Bless the Lord. Tell of it, you who ride on white donkeys, you who sit on rich carpets, and you who walk by the way. To the sound of musicians at the watering places, there they repeat the righteous triumphs of the Lord, the righteous triumphs of his villagers in Israel. Rejoicing is in God, not the armies of Israel, not in the clever military tactics of Barak, not even in the power of the prophetess Deborah, but in God and in him alone. And yes, he will always deliver his people.